Recent attacks on Western targets and Westerners have pointed once again to Al-Qaeda, the terrorist network behind the 9/11 attacks. The war in Afghanistan routed Al-Qaeda from its home base. Now, with attacks from Yemen's coast to the bombing in Bali, evidence is mounting of a renewed effort by Al-Qaeda to remind followers and the West that it's still powerful. John Perichini is a terrorism expert with the RAND Corporation. He says the confluence of events should raise suspicion.
I think Al-Qaeda is playing upon some of the concern with Iraq. That is, they're trying to show to their members and to the streets across the Islamic world that they're not gone and they're not dead. On the other hand, there also is an important anniversary that came to pass, and that was the attack on the USS Cole, in which, in a way, that attack was repeated by the attack on the French tanker in Yemen. So there clearly is a recent wave of activity. I think it plays off several different things. And there may be other things that we're not fully attuned to, because a lot of Al-Qaeda's activities are driven by their own view of how the world should be, or how they would like it to be, which is to make it akin to the 7th century, when Islam was ascendant and indeed predominant around the world.
What are we to make of the attack on Bali? This is a new target for Al-Qaeda. This is a tourist target. This is a country that had a lot of Australian tourists visit it. I believe Australia had at one time been warned about possible Al-Qaeda attacks. What's your assessment?
The tragic incident in Bali over the weekend strikes at a soft target with lots of foreigners in a country that the United States, Malaysia, and Singapore had warned that it would have problems with Al-Qaeda, and the Indonesian political situation had shaped up in a way that the government has not acted as forcefully in the past. So Al-Qaeda exploited this vulnerability, exploited the fact that there were many foreigners there, and particularly that there were many foreigners from Australia. There is a history of bin Laden wanting to urge and incite actions against Australian peacekeeping forces who were deployed to East Timor as part of an international peacekeeping effort.
If some of these actions do not appear to be coming out of what we had considered to be the core of Al-Qaeda, then what does it mean to call any of these actions, associate them with Al-Qaeda?
Well, I think it's very hard to distinguish between the core of Al-Qaeda and the loosely affiliated groups. That is, where it starts and where it stops. I think in some instances, there are cases where some actions are directed from people at the core of Al-Qaeda. And indeed, the detention of bin al-Shib in Pakistan in recent weeks, here's clearly somebody who was at the center of the September the 11th bombing, who was a part of the core of the Al-Qaeda movement, who was detained. But that should be distinguished from what may have occurred in Indonesia in recent days. That is, it's hard to know where the core is and where the fringe is. There clearly is overlap in that, we know for sure.
Are we associating perhaps too many things with Al-Qaeda? Is it becoming kind of the catchphrase of terrorism, the way communism once was, of a different kind of fear?
That's a legitimate question and a danger to be mindful of. But remember, thousands of people went through those Al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan. We don't really have a good idea how many thousands, and they came from all over the world. They've now largely gone back to where they came from, or they've gone to other places where Al-Qaeda can run and hide.
Thank you very much.
Nice to be with you.
John Perichini is a policy analyst on terrorism at the RAND Corporation.